Teresa from Disco and Sarah.
Du altså så flink til å tolke, altså.
Is it Sarah awesome?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it Jesus awesome?
Yeah. Yeah. And Pastor Lars, thank you so much for inviting me.
Tusen takk, Lars.
Thank you.
For at du inviterte
oss. Awesome. You are blessed to have this church here.
Dere skikkelig besignet for å ha den her menigheten.
That preaches the word of grace. It's so important.
Som underviser om Guds nådes evangelium.
And for those of you who are leaders of either other churches or in other areas.
Og for dere som kanskje leder i andre menigheter eller hvor andre steder.
People are blessed to have you.
Folk besignet for å ha deg i livet sitt.
That is sharing with them the word of grace.
Som faktisk deler nådens evangelium.
Nothing else works.
Det ikke noe annet som vil gjøre jobben.
It doesn't work. The only thing that works is God's grace.
Det eneste som faktisk vil virke i livet til deg og til andre er Guds nåde.
And so I'm just so thankful you're doing what you're doing.
Så jeg så takknemlig for at du med og deler det du deler.
Okay, we were talking about.
Vi snakket om. Var det noe som husker?
How a new covenant of grace-minded leader.
Hvordan den nye pakten av nådens åpenbaringsledere.
Sees other people for who they are in Christ.
Faktisk ser andre mennesker for dem de er i Jesus Kristus.
And the reason we can do that is because we see.
Og grunnen til at vi kan gjøre, altså se folk i Jesus Kristus.
And we experience.
Er fordi at vi opplever.
This kind of acceptance from God.
At vi først har fått oppleve den her akseptansen fra Gud selv.
Who sees us for who we are in Christ.
Han ser oss for den vi er i Jesus Kristus, og da ser vi andre for den de er i Jesus Kristus.
Do you know the times when I've been changed the most on this grace journey?
De gangene jeg har blitt forandret mest på denne nådens vandring.
Have actually been on my worst days.
Har faktisk vært på mine verste dager.
When I still refuse guilt and condemnation.
Når jeg fortsatt på en måte nektet skam og skyldfølelse.
And I plop down in Daddy God's lap.
Og jeg hoppet inn i Guds gode fam.
And I received from him.
Og jeg tok imot fra ham.
His love.
Hans kjærlighet.
His righteousness.
Hans rettferdighet.
His forgiveness.
Hans tilgivelse.
Afresh once again.
På nytt. En gang til. Og en gang til. Og atter igjen en gang til.
Because one definition of grace is God's unmerited favor.
For en definisjon av Guds nåde er liksom hans barmhjertighet.
Unmerited.
Og miskunnet.
Unearned.
Sånn ubetinget og ufortjent.
Unearned, unmerited was the other one. Unearned, unmerited.
I don't even know it in Norwegian, so you can just drop it.
Undeserved, right.
Ufortjent.
And by the way, when I forget what I'm going to say up here, it doesn't bother me at all.
Og bare en annen ting, at når jeg glemmer hva jeg skal si her oppe, så gjør det meg ikke noen ting.
I probably do that every time I speak.
Jeg gjør nok det hver gang jeg skal dele noe.
And that's the kind of stuff that would have driven me nuts in the past.
Og det en sånn ting som skulle ha drivet meg helt gal før jeg fikk åpenbaring av Guds nåde.
I would have thought, what are these people going to think about
me? Jeg hadde tenkt sånn, men hva skal de tro om meg som ikke klarer å si det riktig?
Very precious that you share.
But I don't think that way anymore.
Men jeg tenker ikke sånn lenger. Freedom!
Yes, it is freedom living.
Freedom.
Yes, and I want to see other people enter into that place of rest, see?
Og jeg vil se andre mennesker komme inn i den samme liksom hvilen av å være avslappet.
You don't have anything to prove.
Du har ikke noe å bevise.
You are loved for exactly who you are.
Du elsket for den du er.
Of course we're going to make mistakes sometimes.
Selvsagt vi vil gjøre noen misstag og snuble innimellom.
But that does not change.
Men det vil ikke
who we are in Christ.
Den vi er i.
And that we are deeply loved.
Og at vi er dypt elsket.
So now I got to remember what I was saying. Oh yes.
Så nå skal jeg tilbake til notatene mine.
God's grace is his undeserved.
Guds nåde är den uppetjänta.
Favor.
Favören.
At least that's one definition.
Det är i alla fall en definition då.
And if we are only willing to receive his grace on our good days, when we've behaved right.
Hvis vi bare er villige til å ta imot Guds nåde de dagene vi har gjort alt riktig og rett.
Then we're not really receiving grace, right?
Da tar vi faktisk ikke imot nåde i det hele tatt, eller? Hva tenker du?
That would be us just receiving based on our own merit.
Det vil faktisk bare vi som tar imot grunnet på hva vi har klart å få til.
But our own righteousness is filthy as rags.
Men vår egen rettferdighet er fortsatt som de skittne kjøkkenkluter.
We have to receive everything based on Jesus.
Men vi må ta imot alt som basert på hva Jesus har gjort.
It's all because of Jesus.
Det alltid på grunnlag av hva Jesus har gjort.
And so for me to have a day when I've maybe my temper just let's just give another story.
Så for eksempel hvis med temperamentet mitt. Nå skal jeg komme til en historie igjen.
I told you I live up on a big hill, right?
Jeg bor oppe på en liksom kulle høy.
Many years ago.
Ja. For mange år siden.
I was homeschooling my girls.
Så hadde jeg hjemmeskole med barna mine.
They're out of school now.
De ikke i skole mer.
But this was many years ago, but it was after I came into a revelation of grace.
Det var mange år siden, men det var fortsatt etter jeg fikk en åpenbaring av Guds nåde.
Just because I came into a revelation of grace doesn't mean I begin to be perfect all the time.
Bare fordi vi får en åpenbaring av Guds nåde betyr ikke at vi blir perfekt bare sånn.
It just meant I began to rely on the grace of God to help me.
Det betyr at jeg begynte å lene meg mot Guds nåde og ta av den Guds nåden.
But this day, I let my temper get the best of me.
Men den här dagen så lät jag det stygga temperamentet ta lite överhand.
I was so mad about being late somewhere.
Jag var skickligt sinna för det jag var försinkad ett ställe.
And I got the girls in the car and I started to drive down our very steep hill.
Och jag fick jäntorna in i bilen och jag började att köra ner den här den backen där.
Way too fast.
Lite för raskt. Ganska för raskt.
And there's no railing right here and I could drive off of the.
Och det var faktiskt ingen någon staket på ena sidan så det är fullt möjligt att du liksom kör ut.
Very dangerous.
Fast väldigt farligt.
Does anybody know what it feels like when you're that mad and you're not thinking right?
Känner jag nog vara så.
We all understand, right?
Vi kan alla relatera på en eller annan måte.
My girls were crying.
Mina jenter gråt i bilen.
And I was uncontrollable.
Och jag hade inte någon kontroll.
But you know what I did?
Men vet du vad jag gjorde?
I got down to the bottom of the hill.
Jag kom ned helt till botten av backen.
In my subdivision.
Där jag bor.
And I parked the car right there in my subdivision.
Och jag parkerade inte bilen där.
And that wasn't my finest moment in the natural, right?
Det föddes inte som den bästa momentet i livet mitt, för sitt sånt.
But I stopped and I received the grace of God, right?
Men jag stoppade då och jag tog emot av Guds nåde för mig.
This is how we can live.
Det är sån vi kan leva.
And I turned away. I didn't fight with my, Sandra, you're such a bad person. You gotta stop losing your temper. I didn't fight with that.
Jag gick inte in i den vanliga kranglingen med mig själv. Åh, Sandra, du borde ha känt bättre. Varför gjorde du så när du skulle gjort sån och sån? Jag gick inte dit.
It doesn't mean I said, oh, I can do whatever I want, I'm under grace. I can have a bad temper anytime I want. I'm under grace. I didn't do that.
Det betyder inte att jag gick och sa, jag kan göra vad som helst, det är nog nåde för mig. Jag kan göra vad jag vill.
When you're under grace, you take responsibility for your actions.
När du är i nåden så tar du ansvar för alla dina handlingar och alla dina ord.
But I still didn't focus on me.
Men jag hade fortsatt inte fokus på mig själv.
I turned away. And I turned to Jesus that day.
Jag snudde fra mig själv och min snubbling och snudde till Jesus.
In my car at the bottom of the hill.
Där jag parkerade bilen i bunden av backen.
And I said, Jesus.
Och jag sa, Jesus.
Thank you that I'm still forgiven.
Tack att jag fortsatte tillgivet.
Thank you that I'm still righteous.
Tack för att jag fortsatt är rättfärdiggjort.
Thank you that you love me so much, even though I did that.
Tack att du älskar mig så djupt till trots att jag gjorde det jag gjorde.
And this is where change begins.
Och detta är det förvandling startar.
You know how much less I have a bad temper now? I hardly ever lose my temper now.
Vet du hur sällan jag mister temperamentet mitt?
You won't find me saying it's because of me.
Men du kommer aldrig att höra mig säga att det är för att jag har fått till ting.
You will only ever find me saying it's because of the grace of God.
Du vill alltid höra mig säga det är för att Guds nåde har gjort något i livet mitt.
I hope that helps someone.
Jag hoppas det hjälper någon.
Thank you.
Så, är det varmt?
Yes.
It's warm here.
Yes, definitely. Hey, I like that blue shirt. Okay. I understand. Okay. The next scripture I want to talk about, the next truth from the Word of God.
Nästa sanning från Guds ord.
Is Romans 8 verse 2.
Är Romarbrevet 8 vers 2?
Wait, no. Wrong.
Nej, bara tulla.
The next one I want to talk about.
Den nästa jag vill snacka om.
Is Colossians 2 verse 10.
Är Kolosserbrevet 2:10.
And I'm going to give you a website that you can write down if you decide to.
Och jag ska ge dig en nettsida nå som du kan skriva ner hvis du vill.
I think it's so important that we understand the Bible through the lens of grace.
Jag tror det är jätteviktigt att vi skönjer Guds ord och Bibeln är i henhåll, alltså efter dessa briller, alltså nådebrillorna.
Because when we do, we see Jesus in the Bible.
För när vi har de nådebrillorna på, så ser vi Jesus överallt.
And when we see Jesus, we're changed.
Och när vi ser Jesus, så blir vi förvandlade.
So there is a guy that is a grace, fully grace blogger.
Det finns en man som är en sån nådeblogger.
His name is Paul Ellis.
Han heter Paul Ellis.
And he has a grace commentary that he has started to write.
Och han har en sån nådekommentarer som han har begynt att skriva.
So it's a commentary on the Bible, but from a totally grace perspective.
Så det är en sån kommentar
på Bibeln,
på Guds ord, men med nådebriller.
And
nådeperspektiv.
If the website is free, it's thegracecommentary.com.
Så den heter fri sida, den heter thegracecommentary.com.
I'm going to use his commentary for Colossians 2:10.
Och jag ska bruka det han har skrivit från nådeperspektiv om Kolosserbrevet 2:10.
To help us all understand it in a deeper way.
För att vi alla ska skönja det ännu djupare.
So Colossians 2:10 says.
Och Kolosserbrevet 2:10 säger.
And in him.
Och i ham.
You have been made complete.
Har du blivit gjort hel.
That's the first part.
Det är det första delen.
We're just going to talk about the first part today.
Nu stoppar vi upp där.
And in him you have been made complete.
Och i ham har du blivit gjort hel.
Now, let's look at what Paul Ellis says in his commentary about this verse.
Nu ska vi höra vad Paul Ellis har skrivit i nådeperspektiv om det här bibelverset.
The words in him.
Det i ham.
He says, when you believed the good news about Jesus, you were sealed in him.
När du trodde de goda nyheterna om Jesus, så var blev du förseglat, eller du blev satt i ham.
Your union with Christ is not a future event, din, but an accomplished fact.
Din enhet med Jesus Kristus är inte något som kommer till att ske, men det är ett faktum som har skett.
Wow. Now, the phrase in him you have been made complete.
Den här frasen som säger i ham har du blivit gjort hel.
He says, one with the Lord. So we talked about how we're one with the Lord just a minute ago. One with the Lord, you lack nothing.
Så han säger att när du är ett med Herren så manglar du ingenting.
You know what causes a lot of fear in our lives?
Vet du vad som orsakar mycket frukt i livet vårt?
Feeling like we lack something.
Det är den känslan av att vi manglar något.
Feeling like we lack and we need to make up for what we lack.
Den här känslan av att vi manglar något, vi måste få till något så vi får tag i det.
But in Christ we really do lack nothing.
Men i sanningen i Kristus Jesus så manglar vi ingenting.
So, one with the Lord, you lack nothing.
Så i ham när du är ett med han så manglar du inte något.
In the same way Christ has the fullness of God in him.
På samma måte som Jesus Kristus har fullheten av gudomligheten i sig.
We have the fullness of Christ in us.
Har vi fått fullheten av Kristus Jesus i oss?
In other words, you are complete in him.
Med andra ord så är du hel och komplett i honom.
You are not partly holy.
Du är inte sån delvis helig.
And trying to become more holy.
Och prövar att bli lite mer helig och fullständigt helig.
You are holy, holy.
Du är helig, helig.
With the holiness that comes from the Holy One.
Med en helighet som kommer från den helige.
Nor are you part righteous.
Du är heller inte delvis rättfärdig eller rättfärdiggjort.
You are a righteous branch joined to the righteous vine.
Du är en rättfärdig gren som är satt in och knutet in på den rättfärdiga stammen.
You could not be more holy and righteous than you already are in Christ.
Du kan inte bli mer helig än vad du allerede är blitt i Jesus Kristus.
So if someone says you need to be circumcised or observe special days.
Så hvis noen sier at du må bli omskåret eller at du må passe på noen spesifikke hellige dager.
Or keep the law.
Eller å holde loven.
Ignore them.
Ignorer dem.
Stand firm in the grace of God.
Stå rotfestet i Guds nåde.
And resist those yokes of slavery.
Og stå imot disse lenkene som så lett ønsker å komme på deg.
Okay, I'm going to stop right here and I'm not going to point out who was talking to me earlier, but I asked her if I could use her story.
Nå jeg skal dele noens historie, jeg sier ikke hvem. Ja.
We'll watch to make sure. Okay. She said,
hun sa,
she grew up in a home.
Hun vokste opp i et hjem.
Where if the glass was here,
hvis glasset var der,
her dad would say, "No, it has to be here."
Så sier pappa, nei, glasset må stå der.
Very strict.
Veldig, veldig strikt og
strikt. Very, very legalistic.
Veldig lovisk.
Because of that, she even has a hard time sleeping to this day.
Og på grunn av det, så er det vanskelig for henne å sove.
And I asked her if I could share this.
Og jeg spurte henne hvis jeg får dele det.
Filled with anxiety.
Full av angst.
And lots of health problems. Because of
mye helseproblemer på grunn av nettopp dette der.
But God wants her healed.
Men Gud vil ha henne hel.
And all of us at different times have to be healed from different things that we've gone through for different reasons in the past, right?
Og alle vi har områder som trenger Guds helbredelse fordi vi har gått igjennom ting.
I know I've received healing myself, you know, for different things.
Og jeg har tatt imot helbredelse fra forskjellige ting og på forskjellige områder.
Sometimes God will use a song, and I love that praise and worship, by the way. Loved it.
Noen ganger vil Gud bruke en sang.
I love praise
and worship. Takk for lovsangen.
I can worship Jesus all day.
Jeg kan lovse min Gud hele dag.
But sometimes he'll use a song. I'm a music person. I don't sing, but I'm saying I love music.
Jeg synger ikke, men jeg elsker musikk, og noen ganger snakker Gud til meg gjennom lovsang.
So several years ago, God used several songs in my life and brought major healing to me from those songs.
Så noen år siden, så gav Gud, altså viste Gud med noen sanger, han gav meg masse helbredelse gjennom de sangene.
Sometimes God can use a seminar just like this.
Og Gud kan bruke et seminar akkurat som i dag.
And I know Angel and Carolina are going to minister after this. And I believe God's going to bring healing.
Og i dag kommer Angel og Carolina også betjene oss, og jeg vet at Gud vil helbrede i dag.
You will find yourself receiving physical healing when some of these other things are healed. See?
Og du vil også se hvordan du blir fysisk helbredet når noen av disse andre områdene blir helbredet.
So, I just wanted to say, I believe God's got awesome things in store for today.
Gud har masse godt på lur for oss da.
So, back to what Paul Ellis is saying about this.
Så tilbake til hva Paul Ellis sier.
Made complete. What does that mean?
Å være gjort hel.
The original verb poleru,
det ord som heter poleru,
means to fill up or make full.
Betyr å fylle opp eller gjøre hel.
When you were born again by the Spirit of Christ, you were made new and complete in every way.
Når du ble født på ny gjennom Jesus Kristus, så ble du komplett og hel med en gang.
Just as a newborn baby is complete.
På samme måte som en nyfødt baby er
completely human, I meant to say.
Et helt fullt menneskelig.
You are completely filled with the life of Christ.
Så du på samme måte når du
er
fullt av Guds liv.
You do not need to do anything to become more complete.
Du trenger ikke å gjøre noe for å bli mer komplett I Gud.
You just need to grow into who you already are.
Du må bare
vokse
inn I det du allerede er.
Who you already are. That's it's done. Jesus did it. Finish the work.
Jesus sa det ferdig, det fullbrakt.
Paul writes so that we won't be deluded or defrauded by bad teaching.
Paulus skriver at vi skal ikke bli lurt og styrt av dårlig undervisning og dårlig doktrine.
The remedy to bad teaching is good teaching.
Det eneste svaret på dårlig undervisning at du får bra undervisning.
And I want to say something that we've learned for our own ministry.
Og en ting som vi har lært I vår egen ministry.
Right in the beginning of our ministry, the Lord showed us because we knew we were because we knew we were going to be preaching everything from a foundation of grace. Sometimes people don't preach that. And God showed us you don't have to come against anybody.
Og Gud viste oss klart at vi trenger ikke å gå imot folk.
He reminded us just preach Jesus.
Han bare begynte opp, bare fortsett å preke Jesus og nåde.
Sometimes people spend all their time coming against someone and they don't even get around to preaching Jesus.
Det noen ganger som folk bare debatterer og argumenterer mot folk, men de kommer ikke engang til stedet der de snakker om Jesus og Guds nåde.
But we don't have to do that.
Men vi trenger ikke å gjøre det sånn.
Because what if I didn't get a revelation of grace? I'd be teaching that stuff too.
Fordi you know what I mean? Jeg hadde hatt en åpenbarelse nå, hadde jeg snakket på akkurat samme måte.
It's only by God's grace that I do know what I know, and I'm on a journey just like everyone else.
Det bare gjennom Guds nåde jeg det jeg og vet det jeg vet, og jeg fortsatt underveis og åpenbarer om det.
So we respect where people are on their journey.
Så vi må respektere hvor folk på sin vandring.
And we love them and pray for them.
Og vi må elske de og be for de.
Oh, I believe love is where it's at.
Jeg tenker at med
kjærlighet. The love walk.
Det må være på en sånn kjærlighetsvandring.
The love walk is so powerful.
Det skikkelig kraft I det.
Love always wins.
Kjærlighet vil alltid vinne.
Now sometimes it doesn't feel like you're winning.
Noen ganger så vil det ikke føle at du vinner på den måten.
It is. In the end, you always win when you choose the path of love, the high road of love.
Men sannheten at når du velger veien av kjærlighet, så vil du alltid vinne.
Okay, back to this. So remember, the answer to bad teaching is good teaching.
Så husk det at det eneste svaret på dårlig undervisning at du har bra undervisning.
If we just preach Jesus, then we're preaching the answer,
så
right?
Så hvis vi bare preker Jesus og nåde, så har vi svaret.
And it's just so good to remain humble and know, I don't say everything right either.
Og det bra å være ydmyk og vite at vi sier ikke alltid ting perfekt.
I'm not perfect.
Jeg ikke perfekt.
I'm learning.
Jeg lærer.
You know, I took something out of my book recently. I changed a paragraph and put a new paragraph in because I didn't like the way that reflected on the Father. I didn't do it on purpose. I'm growing and learning as I go.
Jeg har faktisk noe min egen bok som jeg har skrevet en paragraf fordi at jeg så at nei, men dette har jeg skrevet under feil type åpenbaring. Så dette må forandres.
I'm glad to say those books have the new paragraph in.
Jeg glad å si at de der bøkene som der, de har nådens åpenbarelse I seg.
So, we're girl. We're all on a journey, and it's okay.
Vi på en vandring, og
we can be gracious with each other,
yeah.
Right?
Vi kan være med hverandre og selv.
We don't want to be preaching grace from a place of not being gracious. That doesn't make sense.
Vi kan ikke stå og preke om nåde uten å leve I nåde og være nådefulle. Amen. Det gir ikke mening.
Okay.
Amen.
Let's see where I was. Here it is. When you know you are complete in Christ,
når du vet at du hel I Jesus Kristus,
you won't fall for any message that says you need to do more.
Så vil du faktisk ikke falle for undervisning og ord som sier du må gjøre mer.
Learn more.
Du må lære mer.
Or serve more.
Eller du må tjene mer.
To become complete.
For å bli hel og komplett.
The Galatians did not appreciate their completeness in Christ.
They didn't appreciate their completeness in Christ.
Which is why they fell for the lie.
Och det var också grunden till att det fallt på en lögn.
That said they must be circumcised.
Som sa att vi måste ju omskåret.
Isn't that interesting?
Är inte det lite intressant?
So let's appreciate our completeness in Christ. Thank you, Jesus.
Så låt oss sätta pris på att vi är fullständigt i och hela Jesus Kristus.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go 20 more minutes because I looked at the time when you, and that's what I have. So I'm looking at the time, isn't it awesome? Thank you, Lord. Okay, fear-based leadership, hold on.
Holy day.
I'm going to go on to the next point. Okay. Or do I want to tell that story?
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell another story? Should I tell on myself? Okay, I will. Now, I really live with the revelation of knowing who I am in Christ.
Jag har verkligen fått en uppenbarelse om vem jag är I Kristus och jag lever efter det.
I think I walk through life with a lot of confidence because of that, not because in myself but in him.
Och jag tror att på grund av det så går jag I livet mitt med väldigt mycket frimodighet.
But that doesn't mean I never forget.
Men det betyder inte att jag inte alltid husker det. Jag någon gång glömmer jag.
I love to garden, flower gardens.
Jag älskar att hålla på I hagen min.
And there's a certain garden center in my town that I like to go to every year to buy my flowers.
Och det är ett specifikt ställe där jag går och handlar alla mina plantor.
And I believe it was 2 years ago now.
Jag tror det var 2 år sedan.
There was a guy there that was yelling at his employees.
Och det var en man där som höll på att skrika på en av sina ansatte.
And I decided to be a Pharisee that day. I decided to correct him. Still can't believe I did this. It really wasn't any of my business. But I made it my business. And I went up to him. And I said, you really shouldn't talk to your employees like that. They're very good to you. You should appreciate them better.
Oh yeah.
To the boss. I said that to the boss.
Oh yeah. Now, du må faktisk ikke oppføre deg sånn til dine ansatte. De gjør faktisk en god jobb.
And he said in a real gruff voice.
Og så sa han I en litt sånn barsk stemme.
His voice was like this.
Ja, sånn litt whiskey.
He said, I don't mean to be that way. I just come across strong.
Jeg mente ikke å være sånn, men det bare hørte sånn ut.
So then I went to one of his employees after leaving him.
Så da gikk jeg til en av de ansatte etterpå.
And I said, I just want you to know I just stuck up for you.
Og jeg sa, jeg vil bare fortelle deg at jeg sto på din side I dag.
I see the way he's treating you guys, and he shouldn't do that.
Og jeg så...
Like, when we walk under the law, like I was for that moment, we're always looking at ourselves. I fixed everything.
Og jeg gikk og sa at jeg har sett hvordan han håndterer dere, og jeg har stått opp for dere da, og når man gjør sånn, da ser man virkelig på seg selv og det man klarer å få til.
I wasn't thinking about Jesus at all.
Jeg tenkte ikke på Jesus.
I was thinking about me.
Jeg tenkte på meg.
And how awesome I was because I fixed things.
Og hvor fantastisk jeg var, for jeg ryddet opp for de folkene.
But I didn't really fix things.
Men jeg fikset ikke så mye.
Because guess what?
For gjett hva?
That employee that I just went to.
Den ansatte jeg akkurat gikk til.
That first guy was his dad.
Den første mannen var hans far.
But guess what? Because I live under grace.
Men fordi at jeg faktisk lever under.
When he said that, I immediately.
Når han sa det.
Came to a place of repentance and I said, I am so sorry. I was wrong in what I did.
Till ett steg av att tänka nytt och omvända mig och tänka bort från den måten jag hade gjort.
I should have not done that.
Och jag var som en gång så beklagar. Jag skulle lika.
You know how hard that was for me to do before I came into grace?
Vet du, før jeg kom inn I nåden så var det kjempevanskelig for meg å erkjenne at jeg hadde gjort en feil.
I could not admit when I was wrong before.
Jeg var så vanskelig å si at jeg har gjort feil.
Because that would mean I was a bad person, right?
For det var jo så tett og tett I at da jeg dårlig menneske.
But I was basing everything on my behavior.
Fordi at jeg alltid koblet sammen mine handlinger med min identitet.
I wasn't seeing myself for who I was in Christ.
Jeg så meg ikke det hele tatt.
And I wasn't seeing myself as complete in Christ either.
Og jeg så meg ikke hel og komplett I Jesus Kristus heller.
Those two truths that we talked about from the Word of God this morning.
De to sannhetene vi snakker om fra Guds ord.
So I paid for my stuff and left.
Og jeg betalte for mine ting og dro.
And I began to pray on the way home.
Jeg begynte å be I bilen hjem.
Oh God, I know that wasn't my finest moment.
Jeg vet at det var virkelig ikke min beste, min beste moment.
And I know you're not mad at me, but I am sorry that I did that.
Jeg vet at du ikke sur på meg, men jeg skikkelig lei meg for at jeg gjorde det.
What is the best thing to do, Lord? Should I go back and apologize to that owner? He was the owner of the garden center.
Hva er det beste å gjøre, Gud? Skal jeg reise tilbake og be om tilgivelse til eieren?
Or is it better not to and let it go?
Eller det bedre å bare la være og ikke tenke mer på det?
And I believe he said, go back and apologize.
Og jeg tror han sa til meg, dra tilbake og be om tilgivelse og si unnskyld.
So my car was full of flowers.
Og min bil var full av blomster.
So I took them back to the house, unloaded them, and I said to my husband, you want to go back with me? I'm about to apologize to this guy. You want to watch me apologize?
Så jeg kom hjem og lempet over alle plantene, og sa til mannen min, du, vil du bli med meg til plantebutikken og se meg be om unnskyldning?
He was glad to come with me and watch me apologize.
Han var glad å komme med, han tok med seg popcorn og hele pakka.
I'm kidding, he's awesome. But he did go with me, and I went up to the gentleman, and I sincerely apologized.
Så jeg kom tilbake, så jeg gikk til eieren, og jeg var oppriktig lei meg, og jeg var oppriktig om unnskyldning.
And I just told him, I'm so sorry. I'm a Christian and I don't know why I acted like that. It's not none of my business what you do.
Og jeg sa, beklager, altså jeg en kristen, jeg vet ikke hvorfor jeg håndterte den situasjonen og gjorde det jeg gjorde. Jeg vet ikke. Det var ikke min greie.
And guess what? Since then, we're basically friends. When I go every year, he gives me free stuff.
Og siden den gang så har vi typ blitt venner. Hvert år jeg kommer til, så gir han meg gratis planter.
I mean, I buy quite a few of their flowers every year.
Jeg kjøper mye, men jeg får ting med gratis på kjøpet, og vi har en kjempefin relasjon.
God will even take our worst mistakes and he will turn them around for the good.
Gud, han bruker våre verste mistak, og så bruker han det for godt og gjør det til noe flott.
All that was me forgetting in the moment that it's not my job to fix other people, number one.
Så i det momentet der jeg på en måte feilet, så akkurat der så glemte jeg bort at det var ikke min jobb å gå og korrigere.
Now, obviously, if he was abusing someone like a kid, I'm not saying don't speak up ever.
Altså, jeg sier ikke at man ikke kan snakke opp eller liksom tale ut når man ser noe bli feilet.
I hate it when people hurt other people, so I tried to step in. And save them.
Det så vanskelig å se når folk blir skadet av andre mennesker, så noen ganger vil man steppe inn og gjøre noe med det.
But actually, this guy who is the owner of the garden shop.
Men faktisk han som eieren.
They all love him.
De elsker ham.
He was just having a bad moment, like we all do sometimes, right?
Han hadde faktisk bare en dårlig dag og hadde et dårlig utbrudd.
And I was in the wrong place at the wrong time and decided to get on my judgment throne and cast judgment.
Og jeg var bare på feil sted til feil tid og satte meg på den dommerstolen og skulle bestemme han og hva som var riktig.
But thank God for his forgiveness!
Men takk Gud for hans tilgivelse.
I was also able to leave there and not come under guilt and condemnation.
Og jeg kunne faktisk forlate plantebutikken uten fordømmelse og uten skam og skyld. Det bra, that's good.
I want to talk about guilt and condemnation for just a second.
Jeg vil snakke litt om skyld og skam og fordømmelse.
I used to live under guilt and condemnation a lot.
Jeg levde veldig mye i skyld og fordømmelse, mye.
And I remember the day that the Father spoke to my heart and said, Sandra, do you know what you're doing when you receive guilt and condemnation?
Og jeg husker en dag når Gud Fader snakket til meg og sa, Sandra, vet du hva du gjør når du tar imot av skyld og skamfølelse?
You're saying in essence, Jesus, you did a pretty good job on the cross, but not quite good enough. You need me to feel bad to help pay for this.
Så det jeg faktisk sier da, når jeg tar imot denne skylden og skammen, at ja, Jesus, du gjorde en ganske god jobb på korset, men ikke god nok for meg til å føle meg helt fri.
And I was like, oh my gosh.
Og jeg tenkte, hva? Det jo sant.
I'm so sorry, Jesus.
Jesus,
tilgi meg. For dishonoring your sacrifice that you made for me.
At jeg faktisk gjør det jobbet, det verket du gjorde for meg, at jeg gjør det så lite og så halvdannet.
He finished the work.
han har gjort ett färdigt fullbrakt jobb.
And I am telling you, I'm not going to tell you I never get under guilt and condemnation.
Och jag säger inte att jag inte följer på skuld och fördömelse.
But since that day, I rarely allow it allow myself to be buried.
Men siden den dagen jag skönte att det jag följer skam och fördömelse gör att jag gör Jesu verk till ingenting. Siden den dagen så har jag på något sätt inte levt under det på den måten.
Because I see it as dishonoring Jesus and his finished work.
För jag ser att det är dishonoring
Jesus.
Att det vannar är faktiskt det verk Jesus har gjort, den gaven, det pris Jesus har betalt.
Amen. 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 See, he did it. The cross worked.
Alltså korset, det virket och det är virksamt.
He did a perfect job.
Han gjorde ett jobb som är perfekt.
It doesn't mean we're not sorry when we do something wrong. I'm not talking about that.
Jag snackar inte om att vi inte ska vara leda när vi gör något fel.
I'm talking about receiving guilt and condemnation.
Det är
inte God's will for us.
Är att inte ta emot på skuld och fördömelse, för det är inte Guds vilja när Jesus har betalt prisen för det.
You talk about walking in a place of power and peace in your life.
Visst du vill snacka om att vandra i nåde och i kraft och fred.
You begin going through every day, and whether you're having a good moment or a bad moment, just focus on Jesus, know he did it all, and do not allow yourself to be buried under guilt and condemnation.
Så är det nog om att då vandrar, kan vi vandra var dag, visst det är goda momenter eller dåliga momenter, men icke la den här fördömelsen gripa tag oss, men alltid sätta blicket på Jesus och alltid säga, det du gjorde Jesus, det är mer än nog för mig, och det är nog för mig.
So many believers still live under so much guilt and condemnation.
Det är väldigt många troende som fortsatt lever under fördömelse och skam och skuld.
And really what it is it's a form of self-righteousness.
Det är faktiskt en annan form av självrättfärdighet.
I think when we see things differently like that, it helps.
Jag tror att det är viktigt att vi ser ting lite annorlunda, så det kan hjälpa oss att komma ut av det.
Okay. I'm going to say one more cup, just a couple more things. If I can find it.
Hvis vi finner det.
Number two, there it is. Okay, I'm going to give you this point. Someone leading from a new covenant perspective.
Når vi ledere fra et perspektiv av den nye pakten.
Understands that God's grace leveled the playing field.
Så skjønner vi at God what?
God's grace leveled the playing field.
Ah, att Guds nåde faktiskt gör fältet platt.
And there is no
jämnar ut plan.
Okay. And there is no one better than anyone else.
Och det finns faktiskt ingen som är bättre än någon andra.
Because we all need Jesus.
För vi alla tränger Jesus och hans nåde.
This results in a leader valuing everyone on the team equally.
Och det vill göra att vi som ledare vill evaluera alla på lik linje.
Now, in fear-based leadership,
på så fruktbaserat ledarskap,
you find levels.
Så finner du många olika nivåer.
This person's more important than this person.
Den här personen är lite viktigare än den andra, och den är lite viktigare än den, och den är lite viktigare än den.
That's wiped away under grace.
Men i nåden så är den typen hierarkin borta.
Really, our eyes just are on Jesus?
Så våra ögon ska bara fästa på
Jesus. It's all about Jesus.
Så är det bara om Jesus.
And we value one another.
Och vi värderar. Värdsätter varandra.
It doesn't mean there's not leadership. Of course, we're at a leadership seminar.
Alltså, självklart så må det vara som ledare, olika typer ledare på plats.
But it is just amazing how we will treat people differently when we know that we are all just have what we have by his grace. Yeah. It's just because of his grace,
men
right?
Men det är en väldigt stor forskel i hvordan vi gör ting som forskjellige ledere. Når vi skjønner at det er gjennom nåde, at vi alle trenger Guds nåde, og at vi er alle på samme plass.
I'm gonna use a term that you mentioned the other day, Pastor, pulpit. It's our job as leaders.
Det er vår jobb som ledere.
To pull people out of the pit.
Det är vår jobb som ledare att trycka folk ut av hulen.
What I imagine when someone falls into sin.
Hvis noen faller i synd.
What I see is me reaching down and helping them up.
Vad jag ser att jag sträcker ut en hand och hjälper dig upp.
Helping them be restored.
Och hjälper dem att bli restaurerat.
Not pushing them while they're down, right?
Inte trycker dig ned medan de ligger där. Så gå lite lavere ned.
I believe this is the way we treat people under grace. I do.
Och jag verkligen tror att i nåde så trycker vi people upp.
Now,
så trycker vi människor upp.
Now, the last thing I want to say is this does not mean, none of the stuff I said today
inget av det jag sagt idag
means that it's wrong to set healthy boundaries in your life.
Det betyder inte att det inte är lov att sätta hälsosamma gränser i livet ditt.
Different people believe different things about boundaries.
Folk har olika tankar om gränssättning.
I believe setting healthy boundaries is a good thing.
Jag tror verkligen på att sätta hälsosamma gränser. Det är viktigt.
You are valuable.
Du är värdefull.
I am valuable.
Jag är värdefull.
And because we are valuable, we don't have to sit by and just let people mistreat us all the time.
Och för det vi är värdefulla så tränger vi på att låta folk behandla oss på vilket som helst måte.
The thing is that the attitude that you set the boundaries in has to be an attitude of love.
Men det handlar mer om attityden du sätter de gränserna. Det är en attityd av kärlighet.
But sometimes you will have a situation where you have to set boundaries in your life, and that's okay.
Men någon gång vill det vara en situation där du måste sätta gränser, och det är okej.
You just don't want to ever do it in like resentment and unforgiveness. You just want to always pray, and if there's something, some area you need to set a boundary in, then you just do it according to the leading of the Spirit. In fact,
Och så är det bra hvis du har en sån ting som har skett att du faktiskt ber och spör Gud hur ska jag sätta gränser och att det blir satt inte i frustration och i sinne men och i frykt men i Guds ledelse och i kärlek.
In fact, the last thing I'll say is I used to live out of here all the time.
Jag vill faktiskt säga att jag plejde att leva ut av frykt konstant. Alltså det var en konstant grej för mig.
I even have a part in my book where I talk about how I finally had to tell my brain, you are not in control of my life anymore.
Jag har skrivit en del i boken min där jag har skrivit om att jag måste snacka till hjärnan min och säga, du har inte kontroll över livet mitt längre. Frykt har inte kontroll över livet mitt längre.
Because I was learning to live led by the Spirit.
För jag började att lära hur det är att leva ett liv som är ledd av den helige ande.
So as long as you do what you do, led by the Holy Spirit,
så länge du gör det du gör och är ledd av den helige ande,
it's going to work.
Så vill det vara bra.
Spirit-led living is the only way to live. It's wonderful.
Och vara ledd av den helige ande är en fantastisk måte att leva livet på.
And I believe you're going to learn more about that today, and I am too. I'm looking forward to hearing Angel and Carolina. Very much.
Och jag tror vi kommer att lära mer om det idag.
So I enjoyed this today. I look forward to meeting you all afterwards, the ones I didn't get to meet, and I'm looking forward to that chili con carne.
Åh, det var kjempegøy å få dele her i dag. Jeg gleder meg til å snakke mer med dere alle nå. Gud velsigne dere. Dere er